This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, after this many days of Ramadan have passed, it is only natural that we speak about the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and more specifically speak about Laylat al-Qadr. And from the importance of the last 10, the Prophet ﷺ was described when the last third of the night, or the last third of the month of Ramadan comes in, the Prophet ﷺ, the expression is that he would tighten his belt and he would wake his family up for his prayer, and he would increase and intensify in acts of worship. So we have this opportunity. The first thing is, some of us maybe we're not too pleased with how the month has gone. And we had a higher standard for our acts of worship, and we're not very pleased with what we've done so far. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever stands the night of Ramadan seeking full reward and with full iman, he will have his past sins forgiven. So maybe I'm not too proud of my qiyam. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qama Ramadan, man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan seeking the reward with Allah and with full iman belief, he will have his past sins forgiven. And maybe I'm not too pleased with my work there. There is still another opportunity. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man qama laylat al-qadr imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever stands, yani stands here, it means he's praying. Whoever stands laylat al-qadr, because the scholar said when an act of worship is mostly comprised of one action, like standing, for example, then it will be expressed in terms of that same action. And there are many examples of this in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions standing, and here by standing it means salah. So the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever stands the night of Al-Qadr, he will have his past sins forgiven. And the Prophet ﷺ, from the importance of Laylat al-Qadr, he was trying to figure out when it was so the Ummah can benefit from it. So in this Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ, he made a mu'takaf, and he stayed i'tikaf in the masjid, which would be usually in the last 10, but the Prophet ﷺ did it in the last 20, just hoping to look for and identify Laylat al-Qadr. And then when the middle 10 days of Ramadan passed, so now it's the 20th day and we enter the last 10, then it was revealed to him that what you seek is ahead of you. So we know that it is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr." Indeed, we have sent it down in this night of Al-Qadr. And why was it given this name? And there are a various number of explanations. So one of them says that it's called Laylat al-Qadr, the night of al-Qadr, because لِقَدْرِهَا وَعَظَمِ شَرَفِهَا, because of its position, its rank, its position, and it's the great honor of this night. So it was called Laylat al-Qadr. Another explanation is that the earth becomes tight and packed with angels. Type a number of things. The first thing is, what is the value and how do I benefit? And if the earth is filled with angels. In one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said the number of angels on earth is equal to the number of pebbles on earth. Yani there are millions and millions and millions of angels. Type, what does that have to do with me? All these angels are making dua for the believers on this night. Millions upon millions of angels making dua for you to be forgiven, for your deeds to be accepted. That is an amazing advantage. So that's another reason. Al-Qadr hina ma'na tightening, when something is tightened. And we have many examples of that in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Or وَذَا النُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ نُضَيِّقْ عَلَيْهِ. So Al-Qadr is from the tightness and constriction. So the earth is tight and constricted, loaded with angels who are there to make dua for you. Or that because of the weight of that night, it's called Laylatul Qadr. Or because the scholar said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anzala fiha kitaban dha qadr, ala nabiyyin dhi qadr, ala ummatin dhati qadr. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this book of heavy weight upon a prophet that has high rank, upon an ummah that has high position. And there's another famous explanation that it's Laylatul Qadr because on that night, the Qadr, the decree of Allah for the next year is revealed during that night as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna anzalnahu," this is in Surah Al-Dukhan, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah." Indeed, we sent it down in a blessed night. "Inna kunna mundhirin fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim." Indicating that the decrees also come down on that night. And the scholars say that all these can all be correct at the same time. Okay? Yani it is a night of great weight and measure with Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's also because the angels are many on that night. And it's also a night when the decree is sent down. Taib. So we have then, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Indeed, we have sent it down. And what was sent down? The Quran. And one of the famous explanations is that the Quran was sent from the heavens to the earthly heavens, to the worldly heavens on that special night. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. As we know, this is common in the Quran. When something is of great weight and measure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you again, and what would make you know? How would you know how great that night is? Laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. The night of Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 months. It is not just equal to 1,000 months or 84 years. Allah Azza wa Jalla said khayr, yani it is far better than 1,000 regular months. And Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. It is better than 1,000 months. So the scholar said, if you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night, if Allah Azza wa Jalla gives you tawfiq and you're doing acts of worship, it will be better than doing that act of worship continuously for 1,000 months or for 84 years. Better than that. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The angels ascend, descend on this day. And that's similar to what we were saying. The earth is packed full with angels. وَالْرُوحِ. And the ruh is Jibreel alayhi salam. And one of the amazing things is that Jibreel alayhi salam, since the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't have any reason to come down to earth. He doesn't come down to earth because there's no revelation to bring down upon anyone. So they said, this is such a great night that Jibreel alayhi salam, ar-ruh, shadidul quwa, the leader of the angels, the most powerful of the angels, he comes down on this night, only on this night. وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. They come down by the command and the permission of their Lord. سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. As that it is a night of peace and a peaceful night, which also entails that there is also the best behavior and peace amongst the believers until the Fajr comes. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once told by Jibreel when the Laylatul Qadr is. And he said he was coming to tell the believers. And on the way, he saw two people having two men fighting with each other. He said, so I was caused to forget it. And the scholar said, it's not befitting that the night that is supposed to be a night of peace and peaceful has any type of fighting or that kind of indication in it. طيب. So now the important question becomes, when is Laylatul Qadr? And then the other thing we want to answer is, what do I do for these 10 nights? And what do I do if it is Laylatul Qadr? We have so much evidence, all of it authentic, and for the most part, you can say conflicting. يعني we have Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrating that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that after the, when it's Laylatul Qadr, the Fajr of that night, he is going to be making sujood fi ma'in watin, on water and mud. يعني it rained that night, and when the Prophet ﷺ got up from sujood after Fajr, they saw some like the signs of mud, that he had made sujood on mud and there was some water. So Abu Sa'id al-Khudri mentions this, and that happened to be the 21st of Ramadan. And then there's another narration about him saying the same thing about happening on the 23rd of Ramadan. Then we have Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu swearing that it was on the 27th. He swore by Allah that it's on the 27th of Ramadan. Then we have Abdullah ibn Umar saying that it's on the 24th of Ramadan. Then we have the majority opinion that it is it shifts every year. يعني last year is on the 21st, this year is on the 25th, next year 27th, and so on and so forth. And then others, it's a minority opinion, say that it's the same night every single year. The whole point is that the Prophet ﷺ also indicated in some ahadith that it is more likely to be on the odd nights. And then another narration mentions it's more likely to be on the seventh, on the last seven. So it could be before that. فَتَحَرُّهَا فِي السَّبْعِ الْأَوَاخِرِ They seek it in the last seven. The whole point is for the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal to put effort in the last 10. Because if you try to use math and pinpoint where it's going to be, you're not going to settle upon anything that is certain. So the whole point is for people to put effort in all the 10, trying to seek it out. So there are a number of things. So then what should we do? And how do we seek it? And how do we balance that with work and other things? And the point is to put whatever effort you're able to do, whatever you're capable of doing. يعني no one is asking anyone to break their neck and to stay up all night and to go to work and to come back and stay another night and things of that sort. Everybody knows their schedule. Everybody knows what they can bear. And you are able to put a combination of different acts of worship. So you're going to pray, you're going to make dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, you're going to recite Qur'an, you're going to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. Aisha radiallahu anha, when she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it is Laylatul Qadr, and if I know it's Laylatul Qadr. And so the scholar said something that you might also get a sense when it's Laylatul Qadr, because Aisha said, if I figure out that it's Laylatul Qadr, if I know, you know, through a feeling of peace or what have you, what should I say? And the Prophet ﷺ tells her to say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afu fa'afu anni. In this place and this time, if you feel and if you know, and if even if you don't know, it's Laylatul Qadr, you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-afu, to be pardoned. And the scholar said, there is nothing that is heavier on the believer than their sins. And so we're badly in need of our sins to be forgiven and to be removed. So in this place here, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Aisha radiallahu anha to ask for the highest level, not just for forgiveness, where the sin is pardoned, but it's still in your records. But for the highest level, al-afu, where it's not even mentioned in your records. So, but that doesn't mean that Aisha radiallahu anha meant that she's just going to sit all day or all night and just make that dua. Because we said, al-asl man qama laylatul qadr, that the qiyam, which is, means the salah. So you're between salah and dhikr and dua and Quran and making this specific dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. And everyone just does whatever they can. And what if my work schedule is so difficult, it doesn't allow me to do all 10? طيب, in this case, if you were given the option between the odd nights and the even nights, what would you do? طيب, someone is so busy, خلاص, then focus on your odd nights. And then to throw some further confusion, يعني what if one country fasts a day before another country? And then that year, the 27th of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. For the other country, it will be on the 26th. So the scholars say it could even be on an even. So the whole point is for us to put effort. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for his forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, one of the last things we want to mention in the case of sisters, if they've just given birth postpartum, or if it's their time of menses, a lot of them also start to panic. Like, what do I do if it's that time for me? And the answer is, as we mentioned, it is a combination of different acts of worship. Prayer is not the only thing that you're able to do on that night. You are able to stay up and make dhikr. You're able to stay up and make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. So there are other things you can do, but the whole point is that Allah Azza wa Jal wants to see efforts from His servants. He wants to see you try. And if you, even if you try and you don't necessarily break records with your qiyam and break records with the amount of ajza that you recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also understands your situation, your schedule, and Allah azza wa jal is a shakir and a shakur. And that's such an important description of Allah azza wa jal, because it means He appreciates whatever you do. Even if you put little forward, Allah azza wa jal appreciates it. And wallahi, if we didn't understand this about Allah Azza wa Jal, we would belittle everything we would do. We would feel, why would Allah appreciate this from me? This is nothing. But Allah is a shakir and a shukur. He appreciates whatever you do. And that's why you do a good deed, instead of writing it as one, He multiplies it by 10, then multiplies it by 7, then multiplies it by 10. And only someone who is truly appreciative would do something like that. So with that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who recognize the truth as clear truth and follow the best of it, and to make us of those who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah, wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinabah. Allahumma la taj'al ad-dunya akbar hammina, wa la mablagh 'ilmina, wa la ila an-nari masirana. اللهم اغفر لنا أجمعين اللهم تب علينا أجمعين اللهم اغفر خطأنا وعمدنا وهزلنا وجدنا وكل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وأخرنا وأسررنا وأعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا اللهم إنا نؤمن أنك سميع وأنك قريب وأنك تسمع سرنا ونجوانا وتعلم السر وأخفى اللهم لا تصرفنا في هذا الجمع إلا بذنب مغفور اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اغفر لنا أجمعين وتب علينا أجمعين وهب المسيئين منا للمحسنين اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا ولا تدع لنا خطيئة إلا محوتها اغفر لنا الذلات وتحمل عنا التبعات اللهم أبرم لأمة الإسلام أمر الرشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء وصلى اللهم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.